You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Okay, so I talked with UNICEF's Executive Director, Vivian Maidenborn, about the current humanitarian crisis in Yemen. The country is currently on the brink of what is being called the worst crisis in 100 years, as 14 million people are at risk of famine as a result of a civil war that began in 2015. I first asked her about the ceasefire being attempted by the Saudi-UAE coalition and if this offers potential to get more aid into Yemen.
Yes, that one of the big issues is restricted access. So any ceasefire creates the opportunity for convoys of aid to get in. And right now the need is massive. And whenever you have escalating conflict in a humanitarian crisis, you increase need but restrict access. So right now, 22 million people in need, half of them are children. We're seeing diseases that we thought we had got rid of, like cholera. UNICEF has just finished vaccinating 5 million people against polio because polio has re-emerged there. So absolutely the need is huge, and any ceasefire creates opportunities to set up safe humanitarian corridors to get people in there.
Okay, so what is the main things that UNICEF thinks that should be done in Yemen right now?
Clean water, because that's the main way to address cholera, the cholera outbreak. There are over a million people who have cholera right now, and as we know, it's super contagious. And 28% of those are children under 5, and they are the group who are most likely to die from cholera. So clean water and getting, supporting with the money to get the resources to get clean water throughout the country. Primary health care. Right now UNICEF is engaged with other partners like Red Cross and local communities to get basic primary health care to people so disease gets stopped early. And hunger is a huge issue. We're, you know, threatening this big famine there right now. So the numbers of children who already are suffering from acute malnutrition is staggering. So getting therapeutic food in there so we can stop that famine in its tracks is critical. There's both the diseases we know about, like the cholera outbreak, but just as having a big impact on the population is the diseases that they fear will come. So there's a lot of nervousness amongst people and families of what this escalating conflict will mean in terms of their survival and health. And so the psychosocial issues from living in this ongoing conflict, which is entirely man-made. You know, it's like if it's man-made, it can be stopped. I would say that was the other thing, the psychosocial damage.
So how long do you think we have until this situation becomes a full-blown crisis?
Oh, it is totally already a full-blown crisis. The numbers of people on the verge of famine are in the millions, 22 million people needing help and support. So this is a war that somehow or other the world has let pass by until now. We're just starting to see a greater concern in media around the world, but it's many years old. So for the people inside Yemen, this is absolutely a full-grown crisis. When your public services collapsed, your health systems have collapsed, your education systems have collapsed, your water systems no longer work, it's a full-blown crisis.
Okay, so how do you think that this has managed to pass by the international communities for so long?
It's a great question. I mean, I think because so much else has been happening in the world and people find it hard to keep letting in, here's another crisis that we need to act on right now. So, you know, Syria has had the attention of the world now. We're moving into the eighth year. The needs of the children in Syria haven't reduced in that time. In recent time, the conflict in South Sudan has been, you know, this time last year we were talking about the four famines in Africa. So the Central African Republic have currently right now got an Ebola breakout. And, you know, everyone in the world pays attention when there's an Ebola breakout because it's just so scary. So So maybe it's that Yemen's always been the second or third on the list and, you know, our attention has been here. We've got to do something here right now. But we've got now past that point. We're describing Yemen as possibly the greatest humanitarian crisis in the world right now.
Do you think that we're in danger of starting to think of famine as just another thing in the news cycle? Like we're dehumanising these people?
Gosh, that's another, you know, really good point. I do think that, you know, when I was talking about the principles of humanitarian principles that emergency response are based on, the first one is humanity, that we honour and respect humanity and every human being's rights to some dignity and safety. And I think that every now and again, all of us need to just take a step back and reflect on the sanctity of that humanity. Because if we don't, then it just becomes another news story.
Do you think that there's a danger that journalists, even in the media, are just not reporting it in a way that is really effective or conducive to, you know, generating aid?
Well, I think there's been a huge amount of disruption in the media industry over the last few years, and that's resulted in less international journalists and less resources to get journalists into places where there are huge things happening. So I wouldn't put it on the individual journalists so much as into the resources that we put into collecting the information and then having the channels where people can get that media. So I think that in New Zealand we've seen a huge reduction in the amount of international news that we see as our news media has become more infotainment focused. So yep, there's lots going on in the world and people have to be much more active in seeking out the news they want. And I think the loss of, you know, public media and an ability to get really good analysis of things that are going on doesn't help as we seek to raise money to provide aid in situations like Yemen.
Okay, thank you. So did you have any further comments that you'd like to make?
I mean, the main one is if people are watching the Yemen situation and do want to be help, then they can go to our website page and donate directly to the Yemen campaign. You know, we obviously would really appreciate that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.